This episode is brought to you by the Ferry Coffee Shop at Shepperton Lock. And if you've ever fancied yourself as a hero of the Thames, now's your chance. The Great Nauticalia Raft Race is back on the 13th of June, part of the Shepperton Village Fair. 2 kilometres on the river, handmade rafts, crowds cheering from the bank, and this year's theme is heroes. So whether your team arrives as Cape Crusaders, wartime legends, sporting icons, or the unsung heroes of everyday life, the Thames is your stage. Build your raft, dress the part, and paddle for glory. Teams of all kinds can enter, and if you've never built a raft before, Nauticalia can supply the materials and the advice to make sure you actually float. Start your adventure at shepperton-fair.org and go to the raft race section in the top navigation.
It means the world to me. It's so rewarding that you're doing something that people really like and value. It's got a purpose, and of course our mission was to make the village nice, keep the village nice, to support the shops. And that's the other thing. I mean, I know we all shop online, but if we didn't have Shepperton village shops, there wouldn't be a Shepperton in the same way at all.
That's Vivian Layton of the Shepperton Village Conservation Group. And if you've ever walked through the village centre and thought it looked particularly lovely, this is why. Welcome to The Sheppertonian. I'm Gareth, and this is the podcast bringing you stories, voices and events from in and around Shepperton. Before we get into it, a thank you to the business partners and business members who make production possible through the Sheppertonian Business Club. The Ferry Coffee Shop, purveyors of fine coffee, tea and snacks. Meal Media, small business support based here in Shepperton, offering flexible support to keep things running smoothly in your business. The Sound Boutique, thoughtful audio for every story. And our business members, Island Motors, Shepperton-based family-run MOT servicing and repairs. And Love Biltong, proper South African biltong made locally. On the 3rd of June, we're hosting the Sheppertonian Live, our first live recorded event. We have the very lovely Dick Gregory, chair of the Shepperton Village Fair Committee. That's happening soon. And Shepperton Studios, Farah Charles and Dan Burton. Farah is the general manager of the studios, and Dan is the senior community outreach and education manager. So along with Dick Gregory, it should be a very interesting evening with a very reasonably priced bar. Tickets for the live event are in the show notes. Today, the Shepperton Village Conservation Group. I met Vivian at the Village Hall, standing next to their newest project, a Hergel Coulter bed they'd just finished building. We recorded outside in the sunshine, and she told me the whole story. The group has been going for 15 years, but it didn't start with a grand plan. It started with a corner that needed attention.
Basically, 2007-11, the Borough Council got the counties are joining with them, and they invested in small shopping centres around the borough to make improvements. So we got people together locally, so us councillors and sort of leading people in the community who knew about what they like here and everything. And we advised on that, and there was a consultant came in, and he suggested majoring on what we already had, making sure the trees lived and were cared for, and sort of emphasised even more that it was a green corridor. So we introduced other stuff.
That green corridor runs through the heart of the village, and once they'd started, the next opportunity wasn't far away.
Down at the War Memorial on the corner opposite the park, there were dead and dying trees, and it was all brambles and everything. And the head of civic pride for the borough at that time said, "Vivian, why don't you do something about this corner?" And I said, "Oh, all right then." So we got together, and obviously we had help and everything. So the trees were felled, and then there was a group of us, small group from, you know, Rotary and tree wardens and all those sorts of people who care about this sort of thing. And we sort of thought, well, we clear this corner, perhaps we could do something with it. And it grew from there. So what we made there eventually became a pocket park.
At the same time, the second challenge arrived. The council was stepping back from watering the flower beds along the high street.
We thought we'd take that over because we didn't want to lose all the flower beds in the high street. And it was horrendously expensive to water them. So we had to form ourselves to manage that. So we set ourselves off that we had some people said they'd like to do it. And we're now well organised, where the flower beds are adopted by one of our members and then they help each other out if they need to, but they are looked after 52 weeks of the year, you know, watered, weeded, etc. And that's a big commitment, and people absolutely love it.
The dinghy, which sits at the entrance to the pocket park, planted up with flowers, has become one of the most recognised things in Shepperton. Vivian has complicated feelings about that.
When we've entered competitions like Spelthorne in Bloom, or South and Southeast in Bloom, or RHS It's Your Neighbourhood, it's always the dinghy that they focused on over the years, and I used to get really cross because the work behind that goes on to make that little park is a lot of work, you know, so, but anyway.
The dinghy is now tended by the chair of the Allotments Association, and he's brought a new approach that's changing how the whole group thinks.
He does it differently. He doesn't buy plants. He grows everything from seed, etc. So we've got a really good partnership with him, and he's teaching us how to do things differently so that we can be even more sustainable, because obviously the cost of plants can mount up.
Standing next to us as we recorded was the group's newest project, a Hergel coulter bed, built just days earlier during the Rotary Showcase at the Village Hall. I asked Vivian what it actually is.
One of our members is a landscape gardener, and he said this is a really good way of having a bed that is really good for the environment, ecologically wise. It's good for insects, it's good for the soil, it's good for the plants. And at the same time, you're composting down dead wood. So the whole thing is, you know, it's a win-win all round. And so somehow we got permission from the council to dig this here in public grounds.
The timing of the build was deliberate, and it brought the wider community together around it.
The local Shepperton Sunbury Rotary had a showcase for charities in the Village Hall. They let us time this to be the external activity to sort of help draw people in.
Oh, wow.
And it worked really well. There were 23, I think it was, charities in there. Hundreds of people visited. It's always popular. It's only done every other year because, you know, it isn't right always to do things every year. And the idea is that people want to talk to people about what they do, give them a bit more time to understand. It's lovely because you have this real pulling together of all these people you know in the community who do all this voluntary work, and there you all are, you know,
that's nice.
not competing with each other, but you're, you know, talking. And we always get we had the MP, he threw the first log in there for us, and the Deputy Lord Lieutenant come, and other people who've got the influence or the purse strings for the local area are invited, so that it's a learning and communicating exercise all round.
Hello there. I want to share something I'm genuinely excited about. For the first time ever, The Shepherdsonian is going live. On Wednesday the 3rd of June, I'll be recording two episodes of this podcast in front of a live audience at Bishop Duppas Bowls Club in Shepperton. Local guests, real stories. The bar open all evening. There are 60 seats, and that's it. When they're gone, they're gone. Tickets are free, and the link is in the show notes. Hopefully see you there. Shepperton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information. Behind all of this is a small but dedicated group of people. I asked Vivian who they are and what brings them to this kind of work.
There's a few of us that have been there from the beginning, which is now 15 years. They are people from perhaps local, because there's different jobs. So, you know, might be someone from the Residents Association was our treasurer for years and this sort of thing. So, but it's people from other gardening or nature type organisations locally. We've always had people from both Rotary clubs locally, and we also have people who love to garden, and so they do it as well, and we just come together. We've got our committee's maximum of 10 allowed, and we've got a couple of co-opted people as well for special reasons, and then we have a more relaxed, wider pool of volunteers who we just call on for work mornings and they'd be on a Saturday or Sunday normally in the morning, 10 till 12:30 or something like that.
2 years ago, the group took on something new, absorbing a community allotment that had lost its original purpose.
There was a community allotment at the allotments, and unfortunately, the purpose for which it had been set up, which was for people who to be recommended by the health service to come along outside with their carer, that didn't ever work. So it needed taking over so that the finances, the accounts and the, you know, all the stuff you have to do these days to exist. So we offered to do that. So we've absorbed them. They meet on a Wednesday morning, and they're a mixture of people. I mean, people move here perhaps and get to know people. People downsize and are, you know, keen gardeners, but they no longer have a garden, so they can go there, that sort of thing. So it's really good. It provides a real social and, you know, healthy activity, which all of this is. I mean, it's all to do with that. And
yeah,
then at
say.
The end, the end result is something that the villagers here love.
Yeah.
People, the local community, absolutely love this. We get such support.
The group enters competitions regularly. Lord's Bridge Pond, the High Street, the Pocket Park. And this year, the ambition has been raised.
We've entered the Pocket Park for quite a long time. We did enter Lord's Bridge Pond 1 year. It's school land near the War Memorial again. It's got a 300-year-old dew pond there, so we look after that. We vary what we enter according to our capacity and, you know, what we think we can do. When we entered South and Southeast in Bloom, I think we entered the High Street. So that's different because you have to enter all the beds.
This year, a new category has changed the target entirely.
Last year, Spelthorne introduced a new category, Most Attractive Local Centre. And that's what we want to do. So we're having a real push at the moment to try and bring in schools, other organisations, our local councillors are helping us. The library said they'd help advertise stuff. And we want to have a big work morning on the 4th of July. That's a Saturday. And we're trying to get, which is what we did 2013 when we entered South and Southeast in Bloom. We asked people from the community to come and join us and like wash all the bollards and clean the benches and make sure everything was spick and span. So that's what we want to do, because no point going in for something if you don't want to do well.
And the message gets out through more than just social media.
We're very lucky that the local Village Matters magazine, Monica is one of our sponsors, and she's very, very helpful because she's a very good conduit to get the message out for people who don't look at Facebook,
yeah.
You know, that sort
yeah.
of thing.
Absolutely.
So we're having a hanging basket initiative this year as well. And the Residents Association funds a certain number these days. So by coming together, we hope to have a really good show in the High Street all
Fantastic.
The way along.
If someone listening wants to be a part of this, the barrier is deliberately low.
You would join our list and you would get an email from Jane telling you when we're next having a work morning. It's just turn up. She tells you if you need to bring anything like your own gloves or stuff like that. And people natter and garden. I mean, that's what it is.
Nice.
And then sometimes it's heavier work and we have got two or three strong men. And so we try and get them along when we want to do work at Lord's Bridge Pond, because that's heavier work. We might ask Staines and Egham volunteers to join us because they've got heavy equipment. And we do get new people generally. Sustainability is my biggest concern always. You know, because it's very easy, you lose two or three people from a group, don't you? And then it's, oh my goodness, you know what's going to happen.
And the door is always open. Vivian is very clear on that.
If you go into the website, which we are slowly getting round to updating even more, there's a contact us and I get the messages. And so we always go back to people. We're very responsive. And we know we try and get people, you know, sometimes somebody will come to the village fair stall where we raise money and say, you know, ooh, tell me more, and then we tell them more and hopefully they join.
I ended by asking Vivian something more personal. After 15 years, what has the group meant to her?
I never say no. So it was like, what? Okay, right. And I never dreamt it would turn out to be this. And quite honestly, it means the world to me because I've done it right from the beginning. I'm not a gardener as such. I've got a garden, but I'm not a gardener like this. So I deal with all the stuff that all these people who want to garden keep assuring me, just do it, do it. We don't want to know. And I just love it. It's so rewarding that you're doing something that people really like and value. And it's, you know, it's got a purpose.
And that purpose is bigger than flowers.
Our mission was to make the village nice, keep the village nice, to support the shops. And that's the other thing. I mean, I know we all shop online, but if we didn't have Shepperton village shops, there wouldn't be a Shepperton in the same way at all. It really is the core of Shepperton, and it really matters. And so doing anything to support that really, really matters, and it matters to me.
That was Vivian Layton of the Shepperton Village Conservation Group. If you'd like to get involved as a volunteer, a work morning helper, or just to find out more, head to shepertonvcg.uk and drop them a message. And if you've got a free morning on the 4th of July, they'd love to see you. Head to the village centre and join in. As for the Shepertonian, we're growing. A new website at theshepertonian.uk, a live event on the 3rd of June, the Shepertonian Live, with tickets in the show notes. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss what's coming next. Thanks to the partners and supporters backing the Shepertonian through the Business Club, the Ferry Coffee Shop, Mion Media, the Sound Boutique, Island Motors and Love Biltong. Their support keeps this podcast rooted in the community. I'm Gareth, this has been the Shepertonian. Until next time, I'll see you around. This podcast is produced by The Sound Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepperton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sound Boutique at the email hello@thesoundboutique.com or via the link in the show notes.